surging fertilizer prices and find a vet. I'm Greg Allen. This is Hoosier Ag Today, brought to you by McDonald's. This National Agriculture Week, McDonald's salutes Indiana farmers and suppliers, from dairy and eggs to pork. Their dedication helps bring quality ingredients to McDonald's restaurants every day. With fertilizer prices surging, President Trump waived the Jones Act this week to fast-track critical supplies to America's farmers just as planting season begins. C.J. Miller talked with one ag leader who says the move could bring some relief to farmers, but greater challenges for fertilizer supplies still exist.
Well, obviously, this is all tied to the issue in Iran and the Strait of Hormuz, and I think the president and the White House and the administration are doing anything they can to provide some emergency relief to ensure we have supply.
And that's Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. He says the conflict between the U.S. and Iran has made a challenging situation for fertilizer supplies even worse.
I heard yesterday we have 24 different vessels loaded with fertilizers floating in the Gulf right now that cannot get out to farmer customers.
He says not having enough urea to go around could be detrimental to many of America's corn producers.
I think the concern is, how are we even going to get those last million tons into the country that we need to plant a crop? And we kind of are a just-in-time supply chain. We need that last 20% to come in the month of April and May for spring planting. And most of that, well, matter of fact, almost all of that will come from overseas.
Rosenbusch adds that it certainly doesn't help that Iran is the world's third largest producer of urea.
People don't realize Iran's a big producer themselves. You've got a natural gas being, of course, that key feedstock. That's where all fertilizers, with the exception of potash, start, is with natural gas. So not only are they a producer, but you also have huge ammonia producers that are behind that Strait of Hormuz. So you've got Qatar, you've got Bahrain, you've got the Saudi production that's all trapped.
Check out my full conversation with Corey Rosenbusch as we talk more about the challenges facing the fertilizer industry. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Hey, I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword AG today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.